Let's go next to France, where there's fear of another kind of epidemic. France is one of many nations worried about swine flu in the fall. A possible onslaught may alter one of the country's most deeply held social customs, kissing. Eleanor Beardsley sends this report.
There is nothing more French than the bees. To faire la bise is to exchange light kisses on alternate cheeks when saying hello and goodbye. Friends do it, office colleagues do it, and children learn the gesture from the earliest age. Any visitor to France is struck by all the kissing going on, but some now fear the bees could become the kiss of death in the event of a flu pandemic. Some companies and schools have already started discouraging the social ritual. At Guillaume Apolline Junior High in central Paris, students are hanging around the school at the end of the day. Most of them give each other the bees when saying goodbye. We're still doing it. We're just taking a few precautions, they say. We're not kissing everyone anymore. The national government hasn't yet called for an end to kissing, but the health ministry on its swine flu hotline recommends that people avoid close contact, including shaking hands and giving the bees.
Un simple éternuement, c'est plusieurs milliers de microbes dispersés dans l'air.
A video urging people to wash their hands regularly and cover their mouths with a cloth when they sneeze has been airing non-stop on TV.
Stop au virus de la grippe.
Hélène Tanguy is the mayor of a small town in Brittany, the first to actually ban the bees.
What's the point in the preventive hand washing when people are still kissing each other all the time?
But some commentators are already fretting that a French custom may never recover from a blanket ban in a hygiene-obsessed age. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.